ground by Edison, rolls up. Unitigo's just going to have to fall on it here with Michael Wheeler. They will be going right to left starting at their own 42. Again, as we start the second half, it's Unitigo 24 and Thomas Edison 12.
I think Wheeler was having some flashbacks from the last time the ball went to him right there. He looked like at first he may want to pick that up and try and run with it, made the smart decision and went down.
Again, 24-12 is the score. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. It's some Monday Night Football action. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always a big thank you to Jim for sitting in on these games and getting everything done on the tech side for us. So here is Logan Utter, the QB, wants to hand off. A run on first down is going nowhere as the Edison defense, a lot of energy coming out of the locker room for Edison as they're able to stop Jacob Sargent on first down. And so we'll see what Unitigo decides to do in the second half against Green. They had limited numbers last Wednesday. Late in that game, they started to kind of run out of gas. So I'm curious what Coach McCrone does here tonight to maybe try to conserve some energy at times.
And, you know, there's plenty of factors this half that are going to come into play, with the field condition being one of them. We talked about a little bit the numbers on the sideline for Edison compared to Unitigo being another one. So it's going to be interesting to see how those things play a role in this half.
So here is a second down and 10 for Unitigo, going right to left on their own 40. Here is Utter in the shotgun, drops back, wants to throw, finds Shea Barber on the outside. Barber at the 40, he's got the first down to the 50, stiff arms, and he's still on his feet. Barber to the 40, turns on the jets, he's down to the 20, 15, 10. Barber is in for a Unitigo Spartans touchdown. What a run down the right sideline by Shea Barber.
It was a very just simple, quick turn, throw to him. He was lined up in the slot. The Edison defense was playing off a little bit more. Shea made a nice move. He actually he got a great block. I didn't see who was lined up with him, but he picked up a great block, made a move down the field, obviously used his speed, got down all the way to the end zone.
Yeah, that was huge, and he got to about the 25, and two guys looked like they had a good line on him. He did a little stutter step and then just took off. A real good change of speed there by Barber, and this is a nice cushion now for Unitigo. Because Edison definitely has some sauce left in their game here. They got some momentum. They have some energy. And Unitigo trying to build up that lead. They're going for two, and they're going to hand one right off to Reese James, and he'll run up the gut, and he will be short. So no good on the two-point conversion. But Unitigo puts 6 points on the board. It's a 65-yard touchdown catch and then run by Shea Barber. Makes it Unitigo 30 and Thomas Edison 12. With 10:56 to go third quarter, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
High School Sports on WCDO.
And welcome back with 10:55 to go third quarter. Our score is now Unitigo 30 and Thomas Edison 12. Pretty much the, second, maybe third play of the second half. A 65-yard touchdown catch for Shea Barber. Little catch and run, and he is into pay dirt for Unitigo.
We saw the Edison sideline come out very pumped up, ready to go for that second half. As you said, second, third play of the half. Shea Barber takes a long one right down to the end zone, quiets things down, gets the momentum back on the Unitigo side.
So again, just about a minute into the third quarter here. Unitigo now doing the kickoff duties. This one goes straight forward. Edison's just going to fall on it right at midfield. Well done there by Deshaun Cook to just fall on it. Real safe, no bobbling. And so the Edison Spartans are going to have good field position going left to right for their first drive of the second half. So again, Monday Night Football here on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. We should be having maybe one more regular season contest this upcoming weekend on WCDL. It's a busy time of the year, though. We have field hockey and soccer, both deep in sectionals. The volleyball sectional tournament will be starting up. So we kind of take it day by day right now and see what the best options are to try to bring you for games. A pitch here for Edison on first down. They're going to run to the outside. Good for 10 yards. Make it 15. Before being shoved out of bounds at about the 35, that's Noah Bennett, who's had a great game tonight for Edison.
You asked me a key for the second half? Pitch the ball to Bennett. First play, ball to Bennett.
And he's been running with authority here. Early in the game, he was kind of quiet, but then something happened. somebody lit a spark underneath him, and he has been really solid since about mid-first quarter on. He's been great for Edison.
And, you know, we've seen him, as well as a couple other players as well, they're very good combo backs where he's got that speed. But I've seen Bennett, and obviously we've seen Shea as well, but we've seen Bennett lower his shoulder a couple times too.
So here is Edison on a first and 10 after Bennett picks up about 15 yards there on that first play of the second half for Edison. Now they try to run up the middle with Deshaun Cook. He is brought down by a host of Unitego tacklers, including Ryan Marshall and Nate Ackerley. One other guy in there as well was Tony DeDominicus for Unitego. And Unitego, you know, they only got 12 guys tonight. Every single guy over there is going to have to make a contribution if they want to hang on to this lead. They lead 30-12. A lot of football left, though.
And you know that, too. When you're going into the game, when you only got 12 guys, you know every single player on this team tonight is going to have to do something. They're going to all have to step up. They all have a role.
And here is a second and 10. And they're going to go right back here to Noah Bennett. He cuts back into the middle. And again, the Unitego defense, you said it earlier, Sky, when Edison tries to go up the middle, it's just been a wall of green and white in there tonight.
After seeing a game and a half of this Unitego team, I like this defensive line that they have very much so. It makes things a lot more challenging on an offense when you have, basically, they take that entire aspect of the game away by not being able to run the ball up the middle.
Yeah, these guys on the front line, I know I've mentioned them before, but Tony DeDominicus here tonight, Colin Linehan has been in there a bunch, James Wright, Ryan Marshall, they have been playing very, very well on the line here tonight for the Unitego Spartans. With 9.5 to go in the third quarter, here is a pitch. A third and long now is going nowhere, and we do have a flag on the play, and we'll see who this is against. It's going to be a shame if it's against Unitego because they have just had a real nice defensive stand here. And the flag came in from the near side here, and the play was on the far side, Sky, so I think I missed something there again. They're looking back over here towards this side of the field, too. So we're waiting to sort this out. Again, 9:24 to go in the third. Unitego with a nice lead, 30-12. Shea Barber scoring on the first drive of the second half for Unitego. And this is going to be against the Spartans. And so this really bails out Edison as they were just about to be facing fourth and long. Yeah, so a personal foul here against Unitego. It was a rough tackle, but I don't know if the judge from this side of the field would have made that call.
I don't think it had to do with the tackle, actually. I think there was, once again, some extracurricular activity going on behind the play. I can't lie. I did not see what happened, but when the flag was thrown by this side referee, it looks like, and especially where he threw the flag, it made it seem like something was happening that wasn't involved in the play, and that's always frustrating when you're not even involved. You don't need to be doing that.
Right, and Coach McCroney certainly looks frustrated right now at the moment. He's actually walked about halfway onto the field here. Not sure if he's trying to talk to one of the guys or one of the officials, but this is really going to give Edison a first and 10 when they were just about probably ready to punt there, maybe go for it on a fourth and very long, and now they have the ball down at about the 25-yard line here. 9:24 to go in the third. It's 30-12, Unitego on top of Thomas Edison.
Interestingly enough, they just took Ryan Marshall out of the game, so I don't know if he was the one who the penalty was on.
As here is a handoff for Edison, and Noah Bennett tries to run to the outside on the right side. And again, a wall of green and white there. Shea Barber coming up to help make that tackle for Unitego, as well as Colin Linehan. Good tackling here by Unitego on this drive.
Great open field tackling. And you saw that first play, Edison had the ball. They ran that pitch to the outside. They picked up good yards. But Unitego's defense is definitely making an adjustment, and they're not letting him get to the outside into open field.
So here is a second down and about 12, so a loss of two on that play for Edison. We're getting into the right end of the field if you're looking to our right from the press box area. That's kind of muddy, so the footing's going to be tough down there. They hand off to Deshaun Cook. He runs one up the middle, and good for about 5 or 6 yards. So this is going to be third and manageable here, probably third and short for Thomas Edison. I'm going to say about third and maybe 4 or 5 here.
And if you're Edison, you're knowing that you're going to have two plays at this because you're not going to just, I don't think they're going to kick a field goal here. We got two chances to pick up about 4 or 5 yards here, and you got to just take a chance at something here. Is it going to be on the outside with Bennett again? Is it up the middle, which they just had a nice run on? Do they try and pull a trick play out again? You know, we saw them having success with a touchdown pass with that earlier.
And they will try to go to the inside with Cook, and he is dropped here by the Unitego defense and Colin Linehan. And there was no love lost down in the trenches here tonight. Both these teams are battling hard there. Now Ryan Marshall's going to come back in.
Things are starting to get a little chippy over here, Nick.
These two teams, you know, not geographically close to each other, not rivals, but you can see that there was a really good war in the trenches tonight.
Well, we saw early on in the game there was the unsportsmanlike as well by a player on Edison, and I think there's probably some things being said or a little extra contact on a couple of these tackles or blocks. It'll lead to an interesting next quarter and a half.
Fourth and six here, and here's a fumble by Edison, and they are going to have no room to go, and a sack on the play. Ryan Marshall back in, and he is able to bring down the quarterback, George Smith, and Unitico is going to take over on downs here, I believe, with 7:15 to go in the third quarter and a 30-12 lead. Yeah, Unitico is going to take over as Logan Utter, the Unitico QB, comes back onto the field. Good defensive stand there by the Spartans.
Very nice job. Once again, we're seeing the ball control, though, playing a big factor in things tonight for both sides. We've seen it on a couple different occasions. But the snap, that play right there for Edison, wasn't cleanly taken. Ball gets down on the ground, tried to make up and recover, just couldn't do it. Unitico defensive front got through and made the sack.
First and 10 here for Unitico. Ball at their own 25. They're going to hand off to Barber. Cuts up the middle, and he's dragged down by his jersey, but not before getting about 12 yards. And he was about two fingertips off that jersey from just being gone for another six.
The Edison defender holding on for
for dear life there. So 7 minutes to go in the third. And Barber's going to come off now to get a little break. Michael Wheeler will come on in his place. Edison trying to keep that energy on the sideline here, but this feels like Unitico could really put a grip on this game if they could score here.
If they go down and score, make it 36-38-12, it really makes it a lot different of a ball game because it makes things that much further out for Edison.
First down and 10 for Unitico, driving near midfield. They hand off to Reese James, cuts to the outside, dragging two tacklers forward. Good extra effort. Wow, by James, moving the pile for about 7 yards.
That was like more than just regular extra effort. He got hit almost at the line of scrimmage and picked up a game of about 7.
Yeah, really well done there by James. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Unitico leading 30-12. A beautiful night for high school football here at Unitico tonight for 8-man football action. Again, Unitico only has 12 guys on the sideline tonight, so every single guy is really putting in a great effort here for the Spartans, especially in the second half when it's tough sledding out there with the conditions and you're just tired. QB keeper for Logan Utter, and he's going to get the first down. Drives forward to about the 45 before he's brought down. Saw a little daylight and took advantage.
Great run by Utter there. It's good to see him moving like he is, as you said, after the injury and all that he did that we saw him have. It's great to see him back playing. He's a very good football player. Very nice run there. And the three runs that we've seen back-to-back-to-back here, you've seen guys for Edison make that initial hit, but the Unitico offensive players, the ball carrier, keep moving their feet and picking up extra yards.
So with 5:25 to go in the third, Unitico leading Thomas Edison 30-12. Ball is at the, they're into Edison territory now, at about the 46, I would say. And Unitico driving towards the end of the field that has some green grass left on it, so that's nice to see. This will be a first down and 10. Snap is low. Utter's able to pull it out of the dirt. Rolls to his right, throws. He's got Barber open, complete at the 30. And Barber is going to be taking this one to the house. A beautiful play, but we might have a flag late. I don't see one. Okay, everything is good, and it's 36-12 with 4:57 to go here in the third. I thought maybe on that late block there they might have gotten somebody, but Barber doing the work of a man again.
He would not have been happy if that flag was called. He was basically in the end zone, but no flag, as you said. Barber into the end zone again. Great, great play call again. I can't remember last time we saw a pass play for Unitico, but great time to run it. They had multiple guys open actually, but Barber sneaking behind the defense, get behind them. Nice ball by Utter.
Yeah, Barber's last TD was also a catch, but it was really just kind of a throw out into the flat. And then he took off. This one was a real nice, about a 20-yard throw. Barber's going to get the direct snap here and go for two, and he is in. So Shea Barber has just put Unitico on his shoulders here tonight, scores another touchdown, and Unitico leads 38-12 with 4:57 to go in the third quarter. It's the Spartans from Unitico, I should say, in the driver's seat, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Umsadol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Umsadol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Umsadol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
High school sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:57 to go in the third. It's Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. Two touchdowns, both by Shea Barber, both from way out, 65 yards and then 50 yards. Two touchdown catches from Logan Utter, and Unitigo now leads Thomas Edison 38-12 here in the second half. So a really good start to the second half here for Unitigo.
They couldn't have asked for a better start here. They've been clicking on all cylinders pretty much the entire game offensively, but especially the first two drives, we've seen just great yardage on almost every single play that they've run.
So here is the kickoff for Unitigo. Let's see what they decide to do. They will kick it short. It's fielded by Edison, and they are going to start right at their own 45-yard line here near midfield.
I'm surprised in the eight-man game. I kind of talked about it last time. I'm surprised that they don't try and pin the ball because there's so many more open spots on this kickoff because there's only eight guys on the field. They don't try and pin the ball in certain spots a little bit more.
And so here is Edison. Yeah, I totally agree. Maybe it just comes down to what type of a kicker you have, right, from time to time. 4:55 to go here in the third. We see some schools that have fantastic kickers, so we know that that's definitely a possibility for some schools.
I was lucky to play with one Matt Robinson. We played against one Zane Stewart for Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
That guy really could kick it. But it's funny, you don't see too many schools anymore kick it deep.
No, that's a good point. The short kick has really become popular the last couple of years. So here is Edison on offense. They'll look to flip one to Cook on the outside. He's going to get a first down, runs out to the 40, down to about the 38, didn't get out of bounds. Clock will keep moving. 4:45 to go here, third quarter.
Very nice play call. I think it's the first time we've seen that option for Edison tonight. Quarterback made the read on the defensive end. I think it's defensive end and eight-man. I'm not really sure what the positions technically are on the defensive line, but read the guy, made the nice pitch to the back, picked up a nice gain.
You know, something I always think about in these eight-man games is, you know, another popular version of football is the six-man game down in Texas. I just can't imagine taking two more guys off on each side. It would be absolutely crazy.
I couldn't imagine that.
4:10 to go here in the third quarter, and here's a snap. The ball is loose on the ground. I think Unitigo might have fallen on it. There was a new quarterback in here for Edison. That was Mason Maurer. And, yeah, the fumble there off his hands, and Unitigo is going to recover. And you wonder if Edison is going to try to put some of these other guys in. They said they were bringing up guys from a younger squad, that their season was done. Maybe they'll get some time here tonight late in this game.
I think they've started to put a couple different guys in. Only reason I'm taking that guess is because of how white the jerseys are.
Yeah, very true. Some of these guys that have been out there, like Deshaun Cook or Noah Bennett, they're wearing a lovely shade of brown at this point for Edison, because they have just been working real hard throughout this game for the Edison Spartans. So this is Unitigo starting with the ball again late in the third quarter with 4 minutes to go. Here is Utter with the snap, hands off to Shea Bart. No, this is Michael Wheeler. He was going from right to left, brought down after about a gain of one. So you want to stay tuned after tonight's ball game. We'll have our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We will be handing out three awards to Unitigo tonight. Just kind of what we do when they play a team from out of the area. We like to keep those awards for some of the hometown guys. No offense to Edison or anything, but we will see who will get the offense, defense, and all-purpose awards here tonight. So 3.5 to go in this third quarter. 38-12 is the score. Unitigo on top, waiting for the snap. Utter with the QB keeper, steps around, gets to the outside. He's got some room, and he's going to get down to the 40. Edison trying to catch up with him, and they won't, as Logan Utter skips down and is able to score here for Unitigo, doing his best Josh Firebrand impression there from back in the day, a great Unitigo quarterback, and he takes that one just about 60 yards to the house. Well done.
Great run by Logan Utter here. He got past the first line, made a nice move, a nice little stutter step, and then cut to the outside to break free, and then he just turned on the speed. You saw Noah Bennett, who we've seen have long runs tonight himself. Logan just ran right by him, nice long run.
And so three touchdowns unanswered so far here in the third quarter, And Utatigo is pulling away from Thomas Edison with 3:17 to go here in the third. They lead 44-12, and it looks like they'll go for two. Good to see Logan Utter back out there. You know, he had a great start to the season, was injured against Moravia, had to sit out against Green, but has looked more like himself here tonight.
Absolutely.
And so this will be Unitigo going for two. One wide receiver split out to the right, two to the left. And Reese James is in the backfield off the left hip here of Utter. They're going to give it to James, and he'll rumble forward and in for the two-point conversion. And just like that, it is Unitigo 46 at Edison 12 with 3:17 to go here in the third. Unitigo trying to put a stamp on this game. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
3:17 to go in the third. Our score 46-12. Unitigo on top of Thomas Edison. So what was a tight game in the first half, Unitigo was able to score right before halftime, making it 24-12. We thought, hey, good seesaw battle here between these two teams. And so now in the second half, it has been three straight touchdowns here from Unitigo, and they have looked very good, as we had Shea Barber with two touchdowns and Logan Utter with one touchdown. So, and they've all been long plays. Barber had TD catches of 65 and 50 yards, and then that run by Utter was 65 yards. So the kick here is short for Unitigo and fielded by Edison, and that was Cook grabbing it at about the 43-yard line. And so that's where Edison will take over. And it looks like we're going to see some more here. Freshman quarterback Mason Maurer, who will be in. He was the one who had that fumble on the last drive. We'll see who goes actually back out there. I see Maurer on the sideline, so maybe he was just coming in for that play. I'm not exactly 100% sure. Yeah, we'll see who comes out here at QB for Thomas Edison.
Well, we know it's not going to be their normal quarterback because he's sitting over here on the bench. I hope he's all right.
Yeah. We'll hope he's okay. He's kind of got his head down a little bit here. His teammates are rallying around him. I think we actually might be seeing Noah Bennett. The running back is now going to be in at QB.
We're bringing the Wildcat back.
I think that's what we're seeing here. As he's just, direct snap. He's going to run it to the outside left side. And he is brought down by the Spartans defense. Getting to him first on the edge was number 60, Carl DeDominicus. And, we'll see if that other young quarterback here, Mason Maurer, goes back in, or if maybe they'll stick with this different look.
You know, not to change subjects, but, you know, you see the one back in the backfield, like the running back takes snaps and direct snaps. Could you imagine seeing Derrick Henry being the one that gets that direct snap for the Titans?
He has just been such a monster this year for the Tennessee Titans. And hey, he threw for a touchdown the other day, right?
I was going to say, he threw for one.
Here's a fumble by Edison, but they do get it back, and they're going to rumble forward. Cook, boy, it looked like he was going to cough that one up, bounced right back up to him, and he was able to get very close to a first down near midfield. Going to be a third and one after a gain of about five or six there for Cook. Yeah, you have a guy like Derrick Henry, just unbelievable size, skills, speed.
Derrick Henry threw for more passing touchdowns this week than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I couldn't believe how the Chiefs looked. Sorry to any Chiefs fans out there. That was a tough day for them on Sunday.
I don't know what sports betting app or whatever I should have gone through for that one, but I'm sure that was would have paid very well.
Yeah, tough day for the Chiefs, that's for sure. Back here, Edison on a third and one, trying to push the pile forward, going to be very close. I do think they get it on the extra effort from Noah Bennett. Kudos to him as he just kept those legs churning. With a minute 50 to go in the third, Unitigo is now on top 46-12, but Edison, there's no quit in them here.
No, I've been very impressed with Bennett tonight as well, you know, especially for a guy like him, you know, score is what it is, but to keep fighting the way he is, keep running the way he is, he's doing a great job.
Bennett, a smaller running back at 5'7". They do have him listed at 170. Kind of, I don't know if he's a wrestler in the winter, but he kind of reminds me of that wrestling style type running back, real gritty in between the tackles.
He looks like he's built like a wrestler. I hate to say there's people that are built like wrestlers, but he looks like he's built like a wrestler.
He does. Yeah, I think maybe that's kind of where I was starting to get that from, and he just certainly has that grit as well. There's that double handoff again on first down. and driving the pile forward here. Boy, it's a mud bowl right in the middle of the field, and that was Dylan Benjamin for his second carry of the night. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, and Unitego leading 46-12. You'll have to stay tuned for our fourth quarter and then our post-game show as well. The Spartans trying to stop a two-game slide. They've had two tough games against Moravia and Green, who are two very good eight-man teams here in Section 4, and this would help get them off the losing ways and back into the win column here. Is they had a great start to the year. So Unitego, you know, has played very, very well. Being in the same division as Green has been tough, though.
And when you had that game like the Moravia game especially, they were driving down the field. They very well could have tied that game up, gone to overtime, and then some late costly turnovers like that. You know, those are the heartbreaking losses. And then Green is a very good team, of course. But a win like this really does a lot for you. As you said, there's a week left. Do you know who they play after this?
They have one more game. I'll have to look on my schedule during the break here as we wrap up the third quarter here. Unitego is on top 46-12. Coach McCroney was saying he didn't think they'd have a chance to get in the playoffs because it's one team from each division.
Okay.
That loss to Green was kind of costly. There are wild card spots for the playoffs, but he thought some of those teams from the western part of the state would probably, or western part of the section, I should say, would get one of the wild card spots. Either way, third quarter in the books. We'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll let you know who Unitego's playing next week. 46-12, the score as the fourth quarter starts here. Unitego on top of Thomas Edison on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. It is Nate Lowe and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Started the fourth quarter, and it is a 46-12 advantage for Unitego over Thomas Edison. So a 12-minute quarter to go for the Spartans if they want to try to put the icing on the cake here. You never know in eight-man. We've seen some wacky things happen over the years. But Unitego in control at the moment. Here is a handoff to Noah Bennett. Gets to the outside. He's got some room to run. Can anybody catch him here for Unitego? No. He is in for a touchdown on the first play of the fourth quarter. There it is, Noah Bennett. That might have been the curse of the broadcaster right there.
I don't want to say you miscalled the play. There was no handoff. He got the direct.
Oh, that's right.
But great play. Great run again from Noah Bennett again. We've seen him time and time again make great run after great run.
Yeah, that was a great play. And that's a great point by Sky. Is the regular quarterback, George Smith, has not been in. They've been kind of going to this direct snap here with Noah Bennett, and he was able to finish that one off and put it in. Well done.
This game's not done yet. An eight-man, you can score so fast.
I mean, one play right there, boom. It feels like Edison has some mojo here again.
You get an onside kick recovery, a turnover, whatever it might be, you know. And these field conditions, that ball on the snaps might make a difference.
They're going to hand off for the two-point conversion, and they are going to come up short. Ryan Marshall again on defense, crashing through to make the play. But Edison's able to put six on the board. So with 11:46 to go, fourth quarter, it's Unitego 46, Thomas Edison 18. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
So Thomas Edison won't go quietly here tonight on the road at Unitego. A great night for high school football here in late October. We don't get many more nights like this, I'm sure. We were at Deposit Hancock in Sydney on Friday. That was a real chilly game. I walked out of the press box there, and oof, I had a nice shiver by the end of that game. Great game between DH and Sydney on Friday night, but a really nice, comfortable night here, and Unitego leads 46-18 early here in the fourth quarter.
I appreciate you always asking me to join you during the nice weather nights, Nate. I really appreciate it.
Just glad I could dial it up for you, because this Unitego press box certainly would be a little chilly on a cold night. We've been up here many times when the weather was cold. Here is a bouncing kick by Edison, and somehow Unitego was able to fall on that right at the 50. Dangerous play, but the Spartans hold on to it there.
Great play by Jacob Sargent, because those kind of recoveries are not very easy. Ball hit off the ground, took a hard bounce, and with how slippery it is, it kind of hit off his hands, but he made a nice recovery, went right down to keep the possession for the Spartans.
And that was key. If Edison gets that ball back here right at midfield, boy, that could have been very costly for Unitego, because there's a lot of time left in this game.
There is, and we just saw how quickly you can score. So,
and I'll be very interested to see now how Unitego handles this. They have the ball, a 46-18 lead. Can they keep that clock moving? Can they burn off as much as they can here? So waiting for the snap. Here is Logan Utter, the quarterback at midfield. He wants to tuck it and run. And he'll try to work his way forward. Good for about 4 yards here. And as you said earlier, some of these design plays for Unitego, you wonder how much of it is to chew up some clock.
That play was interesting, too, because Utter took the snap there, and he didn't take it and just take off right away. He hesitated a little bit, tried to wait to see if a hole opened up or anything like that, as opposed to just getting it and going straight downhill.
10:15 to go, fourth quarter, and that clock is moving. Unitego ahead 46-18, and they seem to be in no hurry right here in this fourth quarter, trying to protect this lead on their home field in front of their home fans. We did look during the break. I had to look on my schedule. Unitego will finish up the season as they hand off here to Shea Barber, and he's through to the second level. Barber's got one man to beat, and it's Noah Bennett. Is he going to get there in time? Yes, he is. He is in for a Unitego touchdown with 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. You said it earlier, so much for clock management. Let's just score again.
Give the ball to Barber. Just put it in the end zone.
Barber is having himself a night here, as that is his that's his fourth touchdown here tonight. About a 50-yard run.
I was going to say, he's put up a lot of yards, too.
We'll get the official tally later tonight, but that gives Unitego a 52-18 lead. I was going to say, they finish up on Friday at Oxford, who has struggled this year. They've had some problems getting games in because of low numbers and COVID and different things, so hopefully Unitego will get that last game in. But right now they have a 52-18 lead.
And that's this Friday?
Yes.
That's another quick turnaround.
So waiting for the snap, and Barber is going to plow forward, looking to get in for two, and he's got it. And so with 9:05 to go here in the fourth quarter, that is going to give Unitego a nice lead of 54-18. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back. Unitego leading 54-18. And the clock is down to 8:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We do see this from time to time. If both teams agree, they will sometimes just let that clock run if the score is wide enough. We've seen it a couple of times this year. But this was a very close game. But Unitego in the second half, it's been the Logan Utter and especially the Shea Barber show here. He's been impressive.
He has been. The two games that I know he's a great athlete. I saw him on the basketball court 2 years ago when first started Franklin. We played against them first game. Very good athlete. I've seen it tonight, obviously, on the football field. Saw it 2 games ago when I played against Moravia. Just very, very tough to like get a feel for how to stop him, because he's got that speed, but he's got the strength as well to be able to run guys over as well as run by him.
Here is finally a deep kick for you, Sky, as Unitego kicks it deep, and a good return by Edison out to the 50, maybe to the 45. Our first look at this kick returner here, as he'll look to bring it all the way up the field. That was Reyes McAtee in for the first time. He's got that sparkling white jersey on, but a nice return by him.
I love to kick deep. I as a kick returner, I guess that's a little biased on it, but it's great because you get, especially in the NFL, it's such a lost art now since they moved the kickoff up a few more yards. You see so many more touchbacks and stuff like that, but the kick return is just such a great part of the game. And, I mean, in a game like this, you know, it doesn't really, but sometimes it can really change the momentum of the game. You know, you get a great return, set a better field position, you know, whatever it might be. Those kind of things are really exciting.
You love to see this too. Reyes McAtee, one of the freshmen that they brought up, he came over to the sideline. Everyone's patting him on his helmet, patting him on the shoulder pad, smaller guy. And they were just like, hey, that's cool, man. If that was your first varsity return, you picked up about 25, 30 yards. Really cool to see.
It was great because as soon as he caught the ball, too, I heard the sideline cheering a little bit and stuff. So you knew there's something a little bit special. And it's moments like that that makes this part of the game, even though the score is not as close, it still gives you really good feel-good moments for on the bus ride home, which is not going to be a short one for them.
No, going all the way back to Elmira, you're talking, you know, hour and a half, two-hour drive here from Unitego. On this Monday night, a school night, another thing that we've talked about a couple of times. Kudos to all these kids for getting schoolwork done and playing sports on these late nights, these long trips. Not an easy thing to do.
It's really not. I mean, during football season, for me, luckily, I never had to play on a Monday night or a Wednesday night or anything like that. To play a football game at the beginning of the school week would have been a little bit weird, but I know during basketball season, obviously, you know, for Oneonta, we go down to Binghamton for pretty much every game. And or Binghamton area, rather, and, you know, those are on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday, Thursday night or whatever. You get home a little bit late. We never had to go all the way to Elmira, you know, during the middle of the week. So, you know, I can't imagine what that's like for these kids to be able to come play a game, then you got that two-hour bus ride back, and then you got to wake up next morning and still go to school.
Yeah, not an easy thing to do, but, you know, in this world of getting back to sports, kind of, I don't want to say post-COVID, but in the middle of COVID, I think everybody, athletic directors, coaches, players, they just say, you name it, we'll be there. We'll play a game. Doesn't matter where or when.
And, you know, that's the other thing, too, is it's so great because, you know, we'll get home at whatever time tonight, but we got to play a game tonight, and that's the best part.
So Edison had just taken a timeout, so we are getting back into it here. And this is going to be Mason Maurer. He is back in at quarterback, and we'll hand off. And the reserves getting some love here, as that will be our guy once again, Reyes McAtee, on the carry. Across the 50 to about the 45 here for Edison. And that was tough. He ran right into the teeth of that Unitego defense that's been playing very strong here tonight. 6 minutes to go in the fourth, and Unitego leads on Monday Night Football 54-18.
That's great. He got the kick return. Very next play. Let's give it right back to him.
Yeah. Love to see it. Love when teams do have the opportunity to bring some young guys up. What a better opportunity. There's no better opportunity to give these guys a chance to get on the field, low-pressure situation, get their first look on varsity. You love to see it. They're going to hand off here to Cook. He's up the middle, brought down again by Colin Linehan, right into the teeth of that Unitego defense.
As we said, they have Maurer at quarterback right now as well, getting him some on-field experience as well. And as I talked to you a little bit about before the game, because when you had talked to the Elmira Thomas Edison coach, we're talking about being in the Elmira era. The Thomas Edison coach, how they did bring some guys up. I remember when I played at Oneonta, I talked to you a little bit about at the end of the year crossover games and stuff, we would bring guys in or bring guys up, and they would get in here and there, you know. And it's really great that you can do that, to get these guys some on-field experience for the future, like this quarterback here. Now he's going to have some varsity experience, you know.
I'm glad you brought up those crossover games. We might see here's a fumble by Edison. We'll see who jumps on it here. I believe Edison was able to hold on. You know, Unitego plays Oxford this week. There's a possibility they might get a crossover game, set something up with somebody. Some of those games are really fun to cover. We've done those in the past. That's traditionally when we've had a Wednesday night game, a Thursday night game, and we've just fitted in because we're like, well, we're going to do the playoffs on the weekend. Let's do this too. So maybe Unitego will have another chance to play some more games. But those games, too, you always hate to see. I've seen it over the years. You hold your breath for those basketball guys. You get hurt in that crossover game when it really doesn't mean a whole lot. That's tough. That's really tough.
It is. I remember my freshman year in practice before a crossover game, which was actually against Unitego. It was the only time that I would have played them in a regular game, but I actually got a concussion in practice.
Yeah.
and that's right before, obviously, basketball season started. Luckily, it wasn't too bad of one or anything like that. I was able to get cleared and come back and all that, but you do hate for stuff like that to happen in a game that really, more or less, as you said, there's not, you don't move on in the playoffs or anything like that, so it's really tough, and as a coach myself, fingers crossed, always, you know.
So that is Edison on a handoff there. They did move the chains to get the first down. They're at the Unitego 35. Clock's moving. 3.5 to go here, and Unitego leads 54-18. The one that always sticks out in my head, the first year I was here, first or second year, Luke Erickson, very good running back for Green. Actually went and was a preferred walk-on for Syracuse, but he had a couple of, you know, I think Division I AA scholarship offers. They did not make the playoffs, and it was a crossover game, and he tore his ACL. And some of those offers, I think one was from Georgetown, he was pretty set on going, the offers disappeared, and it just, it broke my heart. He went to Syracuse, he loved it, talked to him later about it, and it was a great experience, but to think, one move, you know, you plant your foot the wrong way in that crossover game, and it could happen anytime, I realize that, but that's a tough pill to swallow, definitely.
Speaking from experience of a torn ACL in a flag football game, after my playing career was done, but no, it does. It just takes one plant or just anything like that that you can just really have, you know, just anything happen like that. And for a kid like that, or really for anyone, you hate to see it. But, you know, it's not everyone recovers the same way when you come back from stuff like that. And you always wonder, do you really get back to the player that you were or you could have been? Now, I don't wonder that about myself. My career's done and over with, of course. But for a guy like that who Georgetown could have been a real possibility for him or anything like that, you always wonder, like, if that didn't happen, what?
What if?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So another handoff here for Edison. They have a third down and about 8 to go. Last two plays have just been, you know, kind of a run up the gut here right into that Unitego wall. I always think about that with Luke. Had a nice career at Syracuse. His brother Nate is there now. He was also a great Green athlete. He was a preferred walk-on. He's playing at Syracuse. And their younger brother, Drew, heck of a basketball player. He is now at Seton Catholic. And he's definitely one to watch over the next couple of years down there as he transferred from Green to Seton. Run to the outside here for Edison. Nowhere to go with about a buck and a half left here in this contest. Fourth down now.
When I was coaching with Walton, we played against the Ericksons in that one game down in Johnson City. Both very good athletes,
Drew and Nate.
Nate,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. It would have been Nate's senior year. Drew was an eighth grader. They brought him up, and he played very well for that team.
You could tell that he was a very good player with a very bright future, especially as an eighth grader, because that Walton team, of course, was a very good football team.
Mm-hmm.
But to see them both play the way that they did, you could tell that he had a very bright future. Both have a very bright future still ahead of themselves. But
55 seconds left here, and a low snap here for Edison. They throw to the backfield, and it was dropped down to the turf. They just had to fall on it there as Unitego was crashing through. And I think you see here in this fourth quarter, that ball has got to be wet in these tough field conditions. Hard to hold on to that ball. I think they're saying this is going to be maybe a timeout here. Are they trying to run this clock? I'm not 100% sure. It does look like maybe they're just saying, okay, we're good.
Probably expect to see Unitego take a knee here. Last play. And
yeah, that was fourth down. Excuse me, I should have said that. Yeah, one last play here. Should be just a kneel as Unitego looks like to... looks like they will come away here tonight with a 54-18 victory. Heck of a second half here for the Spartan Skies. Yeah, they take the knee, and they're going to win here on their home field, maybe for the last time this year. You got to love that for the seniors.
You do. You always love walking off the field. This might be my last time playing here. You leave it all on the field because you don't know if you get the crossover game. And I know from experience, too, especially with my senior night, we played against Norwich. But you always know, if this is my last game here, I'm going to make sure that this is going to be one where I leave it all out there. And if the seniors for Unitego tonight, if this is their last time, you can definitely hang your hat on, we've really finished this off the right way.
So our final score tonight, Unitego defeating Thomas Edison by a score of 54-18. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back one last time to the U here tonight. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you as our final score is 54-18. Unitego defeats Thomas Edison out of Elmira thanks to a huge second half. Shea Barber with four touchdowns here tonight. Logan Utter had an excellent night at quarterback as well. He capped off the scoring late with a nice run there. So perfect night here for Unitego as, again, they win 54-18. Really kind of holding off a stingy Edison team that had a lot of momentum. At one time it was 24-12. You thought, really, this is anybody's ball game tonight, Sky. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was just thinking back to that. You know, the final score doesn't show you what at one point this game really was. You had it at 24-12. It started off 16-0. Edison, you know, then they get a touchdown. Then Unitego, I think, scored again. But Edison came right back and scored again. They didn't get either two-point conversion, which hurt them not to be down just one possession. But, you know, at that point forward, Unitego just went away. They ran away with this game.
Yeah, that was a great second half here by Unitego. And, again, only playing with 12 guys here tonight. You had to wonder how much gas they were going to have in the tank. They find a way to get it done. So, Sky, let's get into our three awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, of course, brought to you by NBT, which is top rated by Forbes 3 years in a row and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think I would like to go with Shea Barber tonight. It seems like a pretty easy choice on those four touchdowns.
If we're going offensive player of the game, I don't see how you pick anyone but that. Shea, multiple times tonight we talked about get the ball, drain the clock. Then they give the ball to Shea, and he takes it all the way down the field.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic. And once we get a full look at those stats, be very interested to see, you know, what exactly he came up with numbers-wise. I would think he was well over 200 rushing. And, you know, a lot of those touchdowns, too, were on maybe a short pass that he took off and ran. A couple of them were nice long passes, so we'll see what his final numbers look like. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football right here on WCDO. I know we gave it to him last time we were here, but I felt like we said Ryan Marshall's name a ton tonight. I think he deserves it.
Absolutely. I mean, you keep saying that name defensively. It's because, as we talked about, it's not just right up the middle. His ability to go sideline to sideline, be quick and chase down running backs, really disrupting it on the defensive line for Unitego. He does a great job manning the middle of that defense on the defensive line. Did a great job again tonight. It's absolutely deserving.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I was thinking Logan Utter for this award tonight. Did a little bit of everything. Great to see him back from injury. And in the second half, cool, calm, and collected, scored those TDs. He was clutch.
We talk a lot about Shea and what he did offensively, but quarterback touches the ball every play. You saw how much offense they did in the second half. The output was just incredible. It starts with that quarterback there. Logan did a great job throwing it on a couple plays. We saw him run it on a nice, very long run there. Great job by Logan.
Yeah, so that's our three awards here tonight. Again, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. So again, our final score, 54-18. Sky, good to have you back. Maybe we'll get to do this one more time. We'll see.
Hey, you give me an offer I can't refuse.
Well, you know, there's a lot coming up with the playoffs, especially for 11-man. We'll see how it all shakes out with some of these local teams, but that's always a fun time of year. So we'll hope to have you back again.
I'll always do it.
Well, a big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney studios on Main Street. Always a big thank you to Jim. Fun doing a Monday night game. We've done, again, Monday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays this football season. So you never know when we're going to have a game. Maybe we'll throw a Tuesday in there at some point. So, again, our final score tonight, 54-18. Unitigo defeats Thomas Edison out of the Elmira area. I'm Nate Lull for Sky Thompson. Have a great night, and we'll see you later this week on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.